Welcome back to the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcast. So in podcast 745, we're going to talk about something. I've started and stopped this podcast several times. In fact, I changed what I was going to do entirely because I came to the conclusion today. I came to some conclusions, I should say, today in my normal news reading processes. And what I want to talk about today is America's cultural revolution. We're going to do that in podcast 745. Now, there are a few good things happening in the midst of the cultural revolution in America. And one of them is that the guys from Water Butler are coming over to the broadcast bunker soon, and they're going to put in an awesome water purification system in my sink. They have water purification systems that fit under your sink, bigger water purification systems that go down in your basement and cover all the faucets and water in your house. I can tell you all about those. I'm sure they can tell you all about those. But here's the reason why I'm doing this, because I am going broke buying bottled water. And the reason for that is I don't drink the tap water in my town because it doesn't taste very good. And then there's this issue of possible pollution from decades ago getting into the water. And then so the city puts stuff in the water that keeps it from killing you. And so there may or may not be toxins in the water that are odorless, tasteless, and colorless. So yeah, I spent a lot of money on bottled water, and it's costing me a fortune because I drink out of the bottles. I use two to make coffee, or I take four with me to yoga with my Hydrus in it, and on it goes. So I spend a lot of money on this bottled water. And I have learned because of Joe Berg, my friend at the Water Butler, that there is a solution to this because he says he can make my tap water more pure and better tasting than the bottled water. When he comes, I'm going to record it and we're going to do the coffee test. I'm going to make coffee with bottled water, and then after we put in the Water Butler water purification system, I'm going to make coffee with the Water Butler, and we're going to do a taste test and see what the difference is. So I'm really, 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 really excited about it. It is affordable, especially if you are buying bottled water for your family, because you're spending a fortune. You know, a case of water, if you're lucky, is like $3. Trader Joe's actually prices their water. So there's 72 bottles of water in a case. They price them by the bottle. So you end up going to Costco and you buy water there. And guess what? There is fluoride in a lot of bottled water. So then you have that thing. So again, let me tell you what to do. I'm going to give you a number if you're interested in having pure water that will end your dependence on bottled water forever. It's better for you. It's better for your family. And these guys can set you up. Call 763-286-8328, 763-286-8328. Ask for Joe Berg, especially if you live in St. Louis Park, Rogers, Maple Grove, Edina, Plymouth, or Minnetonka. If you live in the rural areas, you're getting your water from a well, then maybe you just want to make it taste less irony or better, or soften the water or something to that effect. Water Butler can help you out. Yes, they have 68 years of experience with plumbing, so when they get under your sink, they're not going to screw it up. 30 years of experience with water filtration systems, so they know what they're doing and they can get you the right system. 763-286-8328. That's 763-286-8328. Click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com, or you can visit masterplumbermn.com and your dependence on bottled water forever. Yeah, no, there's 24 bottles in a case of water, but see, I buy three, so it works out to 72, so I can just hear people going, "Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense." You ought to see us at the checkout counter. Welcome, one and all, to America's cultural revolution. No, it's not the culture war that you've heard about. No, it's not a civil war. Forget all the labels that you've heard and get ready for a new label, a new political analogy that will hopefully stick, because I think it's fairly accurate. So let me just take you back a bit. I was raised in an America where we were taught this kind of thing, a cultural revolution, which I'll define shortly, could never happen because we had checks and balances, we had the rule of law, we had a federal system of government, a system which was created to prevent convulsions and to prevent rule by the political majority by protecting the rights of the political minority. And education is such that today I have to say, when I say majority versus minority, especially when I use the term minority, I'm not talking about ethnicity. I'm talking about political majorities in the House and the Senate and in state government and political minorities, people supporting movements that are either majority or for people supporting movements that are either a minority. We have a system that protects the minority, particularly the political minority, as in people elected to office in states and the federal government because of Republican government. These concepts, depending on what you're talking about, are enshrined in the U.S. Constitution and to a lesser extent in the Declaration of Independence. I was always taught that in the wake of the Civil War, which was really a rending of these ideas, that this concept of a Republican government that prevents convulsions by protecting the rights of the political minority was actually strengthened by the 14th, 15th, and 13th Amendments. What does the analogy mean? What am I saying when I say cultural revolution? Well, I'm talking about the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Back in the 60s, Mao launched what became known as the Cultural Revolution. It has a more complex, Chinese sort of name. He thought communist leaders at the time were taking the party and China itself in the wrong direction. Now, because China is not, a democracy, it doesn't have democratic institutions, all he had to do to reassert his authority over the Chinese government was to come up with some way to purge the people he did not like. And so he came up with this cultural revolution, or what became known as the Cultural Revolution, by calling on the nation's youth to purge the impure elements of Chinese society and revive the revolutionary spirit that had led to victory in the Civil War 20 years earlier and the formation of the People's Republic of China. The Cultural Revolution continued in various phases until Mao died in 1976. It had a tormented and violent legacy that resonated and still resonates in Chinese politics and society for decades to come. If you're writing a paper on this subject, you can't use Wikipedia, but Wikipedia will do for this podcast. The Cultural Revolution in China was a socio-political movement that featured violent struggles across the country, and millions of people were persecuted and suffered a wide range of abuses. Not the least of which was their children participating in turning them in and everything else and publicly humiliating them, arbitrary imprisonment, torture, hard labor, sustained harassment, seizure of property, and sometimes execution. A large segment of the population was forcibly displaced to the country during this youth movement called Down to the Countryside. Historical relics and artifacts were destroyed, and cultural and religious sites were ransacked. I'll tell you about that in a second. Again, this whole thing ended around 1969, but the active phase continued until 1971. Then after Mao died, they arrested the leaders of the Cultural Revolution, the Gang of Four, one of which included Mao's wife, and they eventually got rid of it. And Deng Xiaoping, created quote-unquote reforms in the Chinese Communist Party that hopefully would right some of those wrongs. And at the time, the party declared the Cultural Revolution was responsible for the most severe setback and the heaviest losses suffered by the party, the country, and the people since the founding of the People's Republic. As I was going to say, I went to China. If you go to China today, you'll see that they are rebuilding or restoring ancient buildings associated with Confucius, which was one of the targets of the Cultural Revolution. I toured an old Confucian school, which had been destroyed during the Cultural Revolution by the Cultural Revolution, and the guides were very proud of this place, which was probably 500 or 600 years old when it was destroyed during the Cultural Revolution, and I felt bad for them because China is a very old country in various forms, and the Chinese people really value their heritage, and they had that ripped away during this Cultural Revolution. Sorry for the digression, but it's important that the listener understands the Cultural Revolution and what it was, because we're living through the beginnings of a Cultural Revolution in the so-called United States of America right now, even though this is a country where such a thing could never happen, because this is now a country where you are not allowed to say anything you want on any platform or even in mixed company. This is a country where you are subject to opposition that in the short term includes intense and sustained harassment of all kinds by drooling, angry, shouting zealots who don't just want to hurt you, but they want to kill you because you said something they don't agree with. A political world that has been stripped bare of decency, rule of law, or any social order. There is only the ascendant narrative, whatever that is. The threat of violence lurks behind the bans, the protests, the window breaking, the angry rants, social media, the biased reporting, the required adherence to whatever precepts have been asserted as acceptable. Argue and you're a racist, you hate women, you hate gays, you're a hater, you're a socialist, you're a communist, you're a bad person, you're a fascist. Assert an opinion that isn't accepted and you're branded as ugly and wrong. Attempt in any kind of political conversation to balance a statement by asserting facts, whether they support Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or, you know, Bernie Sanders or, you know, you name the guy, and you're shouted down, even if you weren't even defending the hated, whoever the hated be, or whatever the hated be. Or worse, you will be chased down the street, kicked, beaten with a bike lock, thrown out of college and kicked out of your workplace and continually threatened for how long, or shot for as long as they want to. They will do this to you for as long as they want to. These are all things that have happened recently in the United States. Mao's cultural revolution started because his infamous Great Leap Forward turned out to be a Great Leap Backward and a disaster, so he decided to initiate a purge, and that, of course, ended in a bigger disaster for China, setting them back, you know, decades. America's cultural revolution is happening because so-called liberals, and that's being kind to them, lost nothing more and nothing less than a presidential campaign, and they've gone off their rockers. But it is not limited to the left. Right-wingers have their certified crazies as well, waving Nazi flags, running people down. You're a socialist or you're a snowflake. We are in the midst of a topsy-turvy, roiling mob raging back and forth on any particular issue on any given day. Now someone is the enemy of the people, says the president. People are, you know, told that they can't eat in a restaurant, and so forth and so on. So that sort of sets the stage, sets the table for what I want to talk about here. Well, in the midst of all of this discussion of cultural revolution in America and political correctness and all of that, you know what you need? You need a good payment processor, right? If you have a business, if you're in business for yourself, you know, one of the great things about having a great payment processor is you can take care of payments, you can take care of your customers, and you can get paid faster. My payment processor is ReliaFund. They are great, Kevin Hill and Greg Lowry, and you can check them out by calling them at 866-243-5040, 866-243-5040, or check them out online at ReliaFund.com, ReliaFund.com. There's a contact form there. You can just tell them who you are and ask them for any information, and they'll get back to you pretty quickly. That is, in fact, how I found them. And so it's very, very important that I mention this, because small businesses and medium businesses really need good payment processors. Also, if you are a developer and you are developing stacks for clients, for back office to do payment processing, then listen up. If you're developing an e-commerce website, listen up, because you want to work with a payment processor that can integrate into whatever you're writing. So really, ReliaFund does that. I'll tell you a quick story about how conscientious they are. So I set my ReliaFund payment processing system up a while ago, and recently I got a big payment. And, you know, rather than take a check, and rather than have the person go, they were older and they really didn't understand. They didn't want to go on to their computer and go to ReliaFund, because I have a ReliaFund, button on my page. I actually used it on my own computer, and I entered the payment for this person, and I had set my payment ceiling to a certain amount, and it didn't go through. But I also entered it twice, so I was a little concerned about whether that person was going to get charged twice. And the next day, I got a call from ReliaFund, and they were like, we have two payments here that don't make sense, and we were able to figure it out very easily. And so this is why I endorse them, because they're very conscientious about these kinds of things. And it made me realize how serious, you know, it is when you're dealing with clients to make sure that you don't mess up their banking, right? And you can take checks, but sometimes it takes a while to get the check. Sometimes the checks don't arrive in the mail, or you have to go find the person, or they're supposed to bring it, and on and on and on. So I really strongly endorse these guys at ReliaFund. There's no long-term contracts. They are secure and technology-focused. They can work with developers. 866-243-5040, 866-243-5040. And for those of you in business, what's a developer? It's the people that are writing your software that need to integrate a payment processor. They, at ReliaFund, those guys can integrate with just about anything you're doing. They work with lots of banks. I'll be telling you more about ReliaFund in the future, but in the meantime, check them out online at ReliaFund.com or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Now, also, another company I love is DepoStar. They're a great manufacturer here in the state of Minnesota. There's lots of talk about the effects of these tariffs on manufacturers, and so it's doubly important for you to work with a great American manufacturer. And I want you to remember this name, DepoStar, D-E-P-O-T, DepoStar American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. Visit their website at DepoStar.com. That's DepoStar.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Now, I mentioned both sides of what used to be the political divide because I'm not sure any label applies to anything going on in this society today. The truth is whatever you say or whatever I say. Tolerance for, let's say, a Christian, forget it. Tolerance for Snowflake, she'll be met with nothing but ridicule. Interest in what someone else has to say, it's been replaced with say this or that and I will come to your house and punch you in the mouth. That's what somebody actually wrote on Facebook at one point last week. Freedom, faith, temperance, decorum, manners, nope. Because everyone is angry, everyone is foaming at the mouth, furious and demanding they be jailed, beaten, or gotten rid of in some way, shape, or form. Go away, I hate you. And where is this coming from for me? I'll tell you, I spent all day reading the news, and I have to tell you, it's been a long time since I have read such a collection of absolute crap, given the contours of the 24-hour news cycle over the last week. The social media combine has unilaterally decided that they are the arbiter of all that is good in society. Why? Because they are terrified that the United States Congress is going to regulate them. And so they have decided to kick anybody off their platform that scares them. And this week it just happened to be Alex Jones, the conspiracy theory crazy person, whatever you want to call him, or hero. In the meantime, they also kicked libertarians off Twitter because, you know, Alex Jones and the alt-right crowd, well, they're the same ugly crowd as the libertarians, right? Because advocating for freedom is so alt-right and white nationalist these days. Those libertarians, the only decent libertarian is somebody who is a socialist libertarian. The only decent populist is a Democrat or left-wing populist. Forget the fact that whatever Alex Jones did, he's being sued for libel and slander, and we'll have to face the music on that front. So whatever you think about him, the system is handling it. But no, he must be banned and stopped because he is a threat. To what? Your peace of mind? Your collection of confirmation bias media bookmarks? Well, guess what? Suddenly, Alex Jones's app is now the top trending app because there's always another way for somebody to be heard as long as they insist on being heard. Then everybody has to jump on the Alex Jones bandwagon and spout nonsense about First Amendment rights because now suddenly everyone is an attorney and how the social media giants can't do this and so on. Well, they can because they are privately owned platforms or they are, you know, private corporations that people invest in. I really shouldn't say privately owned, but corporations own them and they can do what they want. And you say, oh, no, they can't. I will tell you that Alex Jones could have grounds for a suit against these platforms from perhaps the First. I doubt it, but the 14th and the 9th Amendments, according to what I've read. But then again, when the Supreme Court upholds the idea that if you don't want to bake a wedding cake for a homosexual couple, then guess what? Facebook at all are pretty much within their rights to kick anybody they don't want off of their platforms, you know? And I wrote a whole podcast about this, and then I thought, nobody wants to think about that. What they want is they want someone to tell them what they think, and they want to shake their fists at the enemy. For the left, it's Trump and anything that smells of Trump. If you wear a MAGA hat on a train, you get your ass kicked. If you wear a Trump shirt somewhere, you get kicked out and have people scream at you on the street or yelled at Starbucks. And by the way, neither person in those kinds of conversations makes any sense either. Actually make the mistake of working in the administration and you're taking your life in your hands because they'll sink your boat, they will burn your house down, get out of line, and you'll be lucky to teach yoga down at the corner, and you can forget keeping your house or sending your kids to that Tony school where they'll be taught to be good little cultural revolution warriors and eventually destroy you or anyone else who disagrees with whatever they say, whoever they are. Twitter, Facebook, and for God's sake, even LinkedIn is nothing but a constant river of nonsense. And I was thinking today when I was looking at all this stuff, you know, I know what God feels like on any given day. He can hear our thoughts, all of our thoughts, and what a joy that must be. Social media these days is like being God and being able to hear all of the uninformed and frankly idiotic rantings of everybody on the planet at once. People who never should be heard from or are heard from way too much. Your neighbor who fills her Facebook feed with one anti-Trump meme after another, most of them laced with profanity and absolutely and completely factually incorrect. But what the hell, that's how I feel. Don't forget the guy down the block that all during the Obama administration was sending out pictures of Obama in African headdresses or now the Satan uniform because that proves that he's a pedophile and he is Satan. Say something, God forbid, that offends someone, especially someone who is a victim, and they will tear you limb from limb like a pack of zombies if you say something they disagree with. Oh, don't worry. This isn't a defense of Republicans or Democrats or the president because I can't stand any of them. In fact, I reject all of them because I am so sick of every tiny little thing that happens that might be remotely positive, either being ballyhooed as the best ever, unprecedented, better than ever, or being attacked relentlessly until you don't even remember what it was in the first place. So, you know, anything that happens is open to being torn to pieces by people who are going to tell you this is wrong or that's right or this is the best or that's wrong or here's all this information until you just give up because you're just tired of the argument. We are filled in this country with misinformation, disinformation, outright lies, and it is coming from all directions. It's not just Republicans. It's not just Democrats. It's a sea of misinformation and disinformation. Maybe it is coming from Russia. I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's literally rotted, poisoned, and rotted the political process, and we're left with just insanity. Here's some examples. An energetic event is about to change the energy on Earth, turning the sky purple and ushering in a new age of love and understanding. But some won't make it because they won't be able to bring up their vibration enough, and they'll stay on the old Earth or they will just die. Jesus is coming. We know this because all the signs in the book of whatever have been fulfilled. The prophets were right. It's only a matter of time, and all the good people will go with Jesus and the other ones. Well, I guess they'll go to the 5D world with the New Agers, unless, of course, they aren't accepted by those people, and then I guess they'll be cast into the New Age Lake of Fire. Pick your poison. Hundreds of alien spacecraft are orbiting the Earth, getting ready to attack us and take over. Just watch this video that proves it. A giant planet is entering our solar system and disrupting all life as we know it. On this planet, there is a giant sun-generating mirror that covers up the main sun, the sun, right? Not the main sun, the sun, and we're completely unaware that chemtrails have completely covered the planet with clouds, and it's all a big joke. You know, this is all just some of this misinformation floating around. The planet is burning up because we've been bad stewards of the environment. All our political leaders are either pedophiles or brilliant and very brave soldiers. For good, and any minute now, all the Democrats will be thrown in jail, or Mr. Trump will be impeached and all the Republicans will be thrown in jail. Trump is either a genius chosen by God to lead, or he is Satan and the Antichrist, or he is Satan or the Antichrist, or he is, someone who has the latter stages of Alzheimer's, or he is crazy, or he is a puppet being controlled by some shadowy force, or he is fighting the Illuminati, and on and on and on. This is actually a normal news day. This doesn't even include all the nonsense that passes for quote unquote news writing and commentary on any number of websites controlled by who knows, whether it's the Koch brothers or Tom Steyer or what's his name, George Soros, or some other organization that has a point of view and a purpose in what they're doing, all the way down to local news outlets supposedly run by shadowy billionaires. Have a conversation with someone in which you try to run down the facts, because I am one who, reads and reads and reads in order to ascertain a schedule of common facts that we can work from, and you end up spending all night Googling things to make sure that you've got it right. And everything is in this win or lose paradigm. Right, wrong, win, lose, destroy or be the best ever. Conservative, liberal, alt-right, Democrat, socialist, fascist, Democratic, Republicans, Dino, Rhino, nationalist, white nationalist, racist, woman hater, capitalist, pig, corrupt. Every commentary that you see has one friggin' phrase that really has to be Googled after another that describes some, balance or describes some political point of view. You're a this or you're a that. Log rolling, and on it goes, where you don't even know what they're talking about until you actually read down, and sometimes they don't even explain it. So everything is reactive. Tear that statue down, change the name of that lake, rip the facade off that building, stop that praying. Unless, of course, you're part of a protected class, then by all means, let us stop everything while you pray, or not. Let's attack the people who pray. Let's not attack the people who pray. Let's write a piece that says we shouldn't be attacking the people who pray. Wait a minute, let's write one that says the people that pray are wrong. Stop whatever it is anyway, unless you're smoking dope, and then that's okay. Unless you are against that, then that's not okay. We've got to write an article about that, and the people that do that are horrible, anti-cultural, un-American, and on and on and on. Refuse to stand at a football game, and you may as well be thrown in the river somewhere. But in the midst of all that, I reserve the right to post the most offensive content I can find, filled with hate and vitriol, especially in service to the anti-Trump crowd, unless, of course, you are Trump, and then you can post anything you want on your Twitter feed, and people go nuts, and you get a good 24 hours of media coverage from it. Nothing is real. Everything is real. The consequences of childish behavior are real, whether we are immediately admonished by our parents or not, although parents don't do that anymore. So I will leave you with this. I saw something on social media recently touting Trump's accomplishments as president and comparing them with President Obama's. And sometimes there is so much media coverage of politics in this country, you lose your sense of time. Now, President Obama served two terms, so he was president for 8 years. President Bush served two terms. He was president for roughly 8 years. 8 years, exactly. Same with Clinton. H.W. Bush was president for only one term. And, of course, Ronald Reagan was president for two terms. So most of the time recently, presidents have served as much as two terms. And you think, at the end of those 8 years, you think, wow, so-and-so is president. I can't believe that this president is gone and now there's a new president in there. Feels like, wow, Trump has been president for how long? Right? Feels like 5 years. Feels like we're at the end of his first term, right? Donald Trump has been president since mid-January of 2018. That is this year. It is, as I speak, it is mid-August 2018. So President Trump has been in office for 8 months. That's right. He has been president for just 8 months. And a friend of mine today said to me in a telephone conversation that she hopes someone shoots him after only 8 months. Now, 8 months, I want you to think about that, because at this point in the first term of George W. Bush, we were partying and we were spending all of our time talking about Gary Condit, the congressman who had an affair with a young intern who was found dead, if you'll recall that. We were just about a month at that time away from the most significant event so far in the 21st century, 8 months into the Bush presidency, he was golden, so much so that he was reading to a bunch of elementary school students in Florida on the morning of September 11th, 2001. And after that, nothing was the same. And I have a very strong feeling that this president really has not been tested. Just like Bush, it had been 8 months and people forgot that, he had been elected president in a very, contested election. And we went through all that and the country was kind of on autopilot for 8 months while Bush found his feet. And then everything changed. And I still cannot shake the feeling that President Trump really has not been tested in the midst of our own misdirected and confusing cultural revolution. While it is not the degree of seriousness and intensity of the Chinese Cultural Revolution, we are busy purging anybody we don't like. And we're doing it using social media, and we're doing it using media coverage, whether it's newspapers or websites. We're doing it using commentary. We have, quote-unquote news anchors on national cable channels ranting and raving about how great the president is or how terrible the president is, how great anybody who likes the president is or how awful and horrible anyone who likes the president is. And anything and everything the president does is flat out wrong. We are busy purging anybody we don't like. And those who step over the line, something happens, something is said, they are pushed out and they are hounded by these people. And by the way, doesn't matter where it's coming from. It doesn't matter if it's coming from the right or the left, whatever, ascendant majority becomes the mob, it's still a mob and it's still a cultural revolution in its intensity and its effect. We're not aware of it because we don't think of it in terms of an event that is coming to test all of us, or some refer to it as a purification, but it is coming. And I don't know what it is. I wish I could tell you what it is. I wish I could tell you what to do about it. But I can't, because I don't think anyone would listen anyway, because we're now in this. We are unable to wrest ourselves from this insanity that goes on day after day after day with people jumping on everyone for anything that they say or think. It doesn't matter what it is. You criticize the guy in the cubicle, next to you, and the next thing you know, you're out of a job. You know, get into an argument with the woman down the hall in the lunchroom, and the next thing you know, you find yourself driving a truck. This is the nature of this, and it's wrong. It is wrong to be told that you're this or that. It is wrong that we have to, label people to be one thing or another, and then their life can never change because they're that. You are one of those forever. Doesn't matter what happened to you. They don't know you personally. They don't want to know you personally because they want you to be dead. That's what they are seeking. And that is what these cultural purges are all about, is getting rid of people you don't agree with until they get rid of you. And I think all of this partially is our fault. It's not our political system, although I think this kind of thing happens when the government is so large that it is involved in everything everyone does and everything becomes politicized. But I think it is also an inability that people have to mature when they are steeped in so much of this media. So I think that we all bear a fair amount of responsibility for it, all of us. I don't know what to do about it. Because when you attempt to be reasonable, and I've had this happen on both sides of the political spectrum, you're attacked. So it's just, this podcast is something for you to think about. Well, I guess I would say thanks for listening on iTunes, but I'm kind of ticked off at iTunes for dumping Alex Jones because I believe in free speech. But anyway, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn, Google Play, BlogTalkRadio.com, lots of different sources. And actually, I think all of us should be getting apps because we may need them in the near future. Thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on the cesspool that has become Twitter, on the incredibly idiotic Facebook, in which everyone, everyone hates it, but they're on it every day. And thanks for your donations to continue mobile podcasting at thebobdavispodcast.com. I had to do this because, every now and then, in the midst of reading 300-400 pages of stuff every day and doing radio shows and dealing with everything, I just get very frustrated with what's going on. I appreciate you listening and appreciate your thoughts. If you want to email me, you can do so through the website at thebobdavispodcast.com. You can also listen to the Bob Davis Podcast right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, and you can subscribe to the RSS feed directly at thebobdavispodcast.com. Thanks for listening to podcast 745. Or maybe I should say, me how. 3 words.